Big news coming out of the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse, because it's been going on for quite a while now, and the findings and results have been handed down. And someone that's been poring over that is from Western Sydney University, the Senior Lecturer in Criminology. His name is Michael Salter, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Michael. A lot of things coming out of this. What were some of the key findings coming out of this Royal Commission?
Well, the Royal Commission was really calling on the government to adopt a much more standardised and rigorous approach to child protection and making child protection and child safety really a whole of government responsibility. So there's a number of recommendations there. The government's also got a bill before Parliament on the National Redress Scheme, which will operate as a compensation scheme for survivors of institutional abuse. They're sort of working through the details now, particularly getting institutions and religious organisations that are responsible for the abuse to pay into the scheme, and also some state money is involved there as well, and a number of recommendations targeting particular organisations such as the Catholic Church.
I guess, Michael, there really is that two-pronged approach, isn't there? Going back and trying to look after as best that one can the victims and those that have come forward and those that at this stage may not have come forward, but then also looking to the future and say, well, how can we clamp down on this disgusting behaviour and how can we stamp it out as best we can? So there's a lot in this, isn't there?
There is. I think it was a very complementary approach that the Royal Commission took in order to listen to survivors of institutional abuse, listen to them in a therapeutic sense and really give them the opportunity to talk about what had happened to them, but also use the information that they were providing and use their testimony as an evidence base to understand where are the cracks in the system at the moment and what can we do to really tighten that system up, make sure that children are not at risk in institutional settings, but also where abuse has taken place, how can we create a culture where kids are supported to disclose and those complaints are being taken seriously? Because certainly when the Royal Commission was looking at contemporary examples of institutional abuse, they were identifying failures to act in the interest of children.
Michael, I'm glad you mentioned tightening up some of the cracks and all of that, because there has been reports that some organisations are saying, well, we may still not report abuse. Surely there's got to be repercussions if this type of behaviour continues?
I think so. There's certainly pressure at the moment on the Catholic Church to reflect on, for example, the confessional seal, in which what is disclosed in confession, if it involves child abuse, that the priest is not bound by mandatory reporting laws to take that to the authorities, but instead the priest essentially absolves the offender of sort of the moral sin of having sexually abused a child. There were a number of instances recounted to the Royal Commission where, in effect, clergy or abusive men had gone to confession and had repeatedly received absolution for child abuse and then continued to abuse. And, you know, confession is a much less popular sacrament now than it was, you know, 20 or 40 years ago. But there's a certain symbolism to having this space in which somebody can disclose abuse to effectively a child-focused professional, which is what a priest is. They deal with children every day, and yet that priest is not required to abide by the same laws as the rest of us.
And just very quickly, Michael, with the recommendations that are coming down, do we feel that they're going to be most likely enacted into legislation, or if so, will there be a massive time frame for this, or do you think that some of the obvious stuff will just get rushed through very quickly as a bit of common sense?
Look, it remains to be seen. The Royal Commission's made some of its findings available over the last sort of 12 months, and certainly we've seen movements by the state and the Commonwealth to adopt those recommendations. Whether they're going to adopt recommendations of the Royal Commission wholesale, I think it does remain to be seen. There is a real danger zone that we're in at the moment over Christmas and New Year, and I think there's a lot of concern amongst advocates and activists that actually the Royal Commission report might sort of fade from public or political attention. So it's really important that we keep the pressure up on the government to take this report seriously. It was a $500 million inquiry over 5 years. It's like nothing that we've ever seen before in Australia, and these recommendations need to be taken very seriously.
Yeah, sad that we needed to have it, but we did. It's been run and won now, and I guess that we keep the spotlight on this these findings and also continue to shine the spotlight in areas where sadly it needs to. And Michael, thank you for sharing your time with us on this morning.
My pleasure.
There he is, Michael Salter, Senior Lecturer in Criminology at Western Sydney University. Fingers crossed that a lot of good can come out of this. It sure as hell needs to. 28 past 9 at 2NURFM.